So here's the plan, guys, for this year. So for this slot. So last year I did this as well. It'll be a bit more abbreviated parts of it anyways. As we know, Shas is divided, not neatly, but it is divided into halachic material and non-halachic material. That non-halachic material is, on, you know, writ large, referred to as agada, right? Or agadata.
Is that the mystical stuff?
No, it's the non-halachic stuff.
That's Kabbalah.
That's
the mystical stuff.
Kabbalah.
What's the mystical stuff in the Gemara with, like, the wacky?
Agada is non-halachic material. That includes theological material, mystical material, stories.
Yeah, the stories.
Aphorisms. Mystical stories, non-mystical stories, stories in general, one-liners, jokes, all that stuff is agadata, right? It's just, yes, jokes. There are Gemaras about everything, right? There are Gemaras about literally everything, and yes, there are jokes in the Gemara. Really? Yes, they are. Yes, there are Yom Rama jokes in the Gemara. That is true. That is true. It is undeniably true. Yevamot Daf Samach Gimel is as literal as you can get. The only twist on that is that it is a father to his son about his wife, which makes the whole thing worse. But
better.
Fine.
Makes the whole thing better.
No, it really, really doesn't. Okay.
Yes, it does.
It's really
yes, it does.
Insulting. Says your mom to his son.
Literally, it's motze ani et isha mar mi mavet. Right, I find women worse than death. Amar le kima, right, kiman. Who is that like? Amar le kimgon imcha, like your mother. Except he's talking to his son. Okay, right. It is literally your mom, like, not. Right, this is not mukzam, this is not exaggeration, that is literally what it says, okay? So yes, that happens in the Gemara, that is all under agadata, okay? Here's the thing with agadata. Agadata is hard to understand, right? To understand it seriously, right? You can understand it, you can just read it, you can not understand it, you can misunderstand it, but understanding it is hard, okay? Actually, getting at what it means, especially the ones that are more philosophical and mystical, if you want, right, the ones that have deeper meanings, understanding it, developing a methodology to understand them, is not easy. So what I did last year is that we started with a few weeks of introduction. What is agadata? Why is it important? How do you understand it? Different methodologies presented in the Mishonim and the Achronim, literalist methods, allegorical methods, metaphorical, symbolic, decoding methods, etc., divisions of different types of agadata and stuff like that. We did that for a few weeks, and then for the rest of the year, we actually sat down and studied agadata. Yudi, if you feel like you want to come back when we get to the actual agadata, you can. If you feel like you want to do chazara on the introduction, that's fine. At least the first few weeks will be the same, then obviously we'll do agadata. The goal, what we did last year was that after a few weeks, once we got into the agadata, we went into the agadata in the Masechta we're learning, because those you're probably not going to deal with in morning Seder, so this gives you a chance to actually seriously engage with parts of the Gemara that you might not otherwise engage with, but in a real way. Okay, that's the goal. That's what we'll be doing. There are some fun agadot in Menachot. Maybe we'll do some in Sukkah also, and mix and match between the two Masechta that you're learning. I'm fine with that. But before we do that, we have to get into what is agadata. What I want to do first is look at a few texts in the Gemara where they discuss what is agadata, and specifically, is it more or less important, right, than halachic material, right?
How can you even make that argument?
Well, I don't know, but Chazal attempt.
Think about how you introduced it. You said this is all of the non-halacha things.
Correct. And therefore what?
So like halacha versus stories.
Well, and that is why it's important to get a little bit of introduction here. So let us look at the following, and yes, at the beginning of the year I'm always nicer, and therefore last year I kept it in a translation for you, so this year I keep it in translation again. I'm too nice, I don't stay this nice, don't get used to it. Right, Yudi? Thanks, Yudi. What? Sure.
It's after your time, actually.
There's what?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Yes, I went to Ramam. I don't know what this is doing anything. Okay. So So, first Gemara that I want to get some perspective. This is Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf, Samo, Chamed Beis. So the Gemara says as follows, Yosef, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kamed, Rabbi Yitzchok, Nafcha. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were studying with Rabbi Yitzchok, Nafcha before him, and Mara Malilema Mar Shmaitza, Umara Malilema Mar Agarata. So they got into a machloket. One of them said, listen, I want to learn some halacha, and the other one said, no, I want to learn Agarata. Okay? Pasach lememar agarata velo shavik mar. Pasach lememar shmaitza velo shavik mar. Already the story gets fun, right? Classic. So he tries to teach agarata. The one who wants to learn halacha doesn't let him continue. She starts teaching halacha. The one who wants to learn agarata doesn't let him continue, right? You can imagine this happening to it. What?
Old school comedy.
Yes, old school slapstick. Yeah. Yep. Right. This is not the extreme slapstick. There is real slapstick in the Gemara. I don't know if you were here for that year when I actually did comedy in the Gemara. There is real slapstick in the Gemara. Straight out.
Is it funny? Three.
It's slapstick. It's very simple, right? The Gemara Baba Kama Lamed Zayin tells a story of someone who punched someone in the face, damaged him half a zuz, tries to pay with a zuz coin and get change. The guy doesn't give him change, so he punches him in the other jaw and gives him a zuz. Right? This is very classic slapstick, right? This is not like, this is very predictable.
There's also one in Megillah when they go and have a sudo together.
Yes, and there's Robin Rip there. There's all types of fun, wonderful stories. That is classic slapstick, right? Thank you to Rabbi Yitzi Blau for pointing that one out to me a very long time ago. That was his, right? He said, you wouldn't believe me if there's slapstick in Gemara, but there is indeed slapstick. So this is also a bit like that. So Amar Lahem, Emsulcha Mashal. So he says, let me tell you a story. Which, of course, now, the irony of the whole thing is he now tells them in Agarata to explain the machloket about Agarata and Halakha. Wonderful. So he says to him, Mashal Mahadavatomeh. La'adam she'ish l'shteina she'im achat yaldaval kat zikena. Someone has two wives. An elderly wife and a young wife. Yalda melaketet lo Livanot, Zekina Malakit Lo, Shkarot. Nimsa Kirech Mikan, Kirech Mikan, right? So he says, what happens? Right? The old one, right? The young one doesn't want him to look too old, so she pulls out his white hairs. The old one doesn't want him to look so young, so she pulls out his black hairs, right? What happens?
He's bald.
He's bald, right? Nimsa Kirech Mikan, Kirech Mikan. Right? That's what you're doing to me. So Amar Leni Yachi Eim Lechum Milsa Deshavi LeChavaychu. He said, I have a solution. I will say something that will make you both happy. So this is what he said. Ki Teitze Eish U'matza Kotzim. Teitze Ma'atzma Shalem Yishalem Hamavir HaBeira. So first he starts with the halacha, right? If fire goes out and it finds thorns, right? So halachically we learn that even if it goes out by itself, right, you must pay, right? Even if it's passive, right? It's not your fault, it's passive, you're chayiv. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alay L'Shalem Era Be'era She'evarti Ani Yitziti Eish B'Tzion She'nemar V'Yitzit Eish B'Tzion U'Dechol Yitzit Otav Ani Yadid L'Vnotav Be'Eish She'nemar V'Ni Yayel L'Chomat Eish Saviv U'Chavod Eyeh B'Tocha. And then he says, God makes a mashal, and he says, just like the person who begins a fire is liable, well, I started the fire in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore, just like the person who starts the fire is liable and must make restitution, God must make restitution, I will build the Beit HaMikdash. Here you go. Here's a halachic statement that is also agadic. Okay, what does this agadita about agadita halacha, right? This is meta, right? What does it tell you about how the Gemara views the relationship between halacha and agada?
If you sort of like things get balanced, if you saw how they kept trying, they're fighting which one we should do, and they end up getting nothing.
Good. So what do we have here, right? They are, well, look at this nice summary from Rabbi Dr. Moshe Shoshan. He writes, in this story, Halacha and Agadah are portrayed as two warring wives of the same man. Each one seeks to remake the man in their own opposing images. The young wife seeks to make the man look young by removing his white hairs, while the old wife seeks to make the man look old by removing his black hairs. In the end, the man is left with no hair at all. Halacha and Agadah in this story are presented as two equal and opposing forces. Agadah is apparently associated with the vigor of youth, while halacha is linked with the sagacity of old age. Sagacity is the sageness. Okay? I hope you all got that. Okay? If not, you've learned a new English word. Okay? Perhaps this is because agadah is viewed as creative and even daring, while halacha is seen as intellectually rigorous and conservative in nature. Halacha and agadah each vie for the student's attention, appealing to different aspects of his personality. In this conflict, If this conflict remains unresolved, the student runs the risk of becoming intellectually and spiritually paralyzed, mastering neither discipline. The story also offers a resolution to this conflict in the form of Yitzchak's brief sermon. It is not the place to explicate the technical intricacies of Yitzchak's teaching. For our purpose, Rav Yitzchak makes it clear that the conflict between Halacha and Agadah is not inevitable or desirable, and that it is possible to give each its due. This is true because just as both Rav Yitzchak Halacha and Agadah teaching emerge from the same biblical verse, so too all Halacha and Agadah spring from the same divine source. Right? So this Gemara is actually an interesting example. It's a rumination on Agadah through Agadah. Right? That's what it is. Right? And what in this Gemara, Halacha and Agadah are presented as equal but opposite forces. Right? Arguably one is creative and young, one is conservative and mature, shall we say. Right? Halakha being the mature one, Agadah being the dangerous and adventurous youth. But they are presented as equals, right? And, again, without getting to the intricacies, the resolution offered is that, in fact, from the same Torah source, halachic and non-halachic material can emerge. Right? So if you looked at this Agadah, about Agadah and Halakha, right, you would come, that one perspective that emerges from the Gemara is that they are both necessary, right? They both emerge from the same sources. They are both equal disciplines. Okay? If you look at the next source, Sota, the Gemara says as follows, Rabbi Avahu, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, iklu lo atra. Rabbi Avahu and Rabbi Chia came to a certain place. Dara, Rabbi Avahu darish ba'agadita, Rabbi Chia bar Abba darish b'shmaitza. And Rabbi Avahu taught agadita, Rabbi Chia taught halacha. So everybody left the halacha shir and went to the agadah shir.
Because the agadah is interesting.
Oh, so Amar Lo, he said, so he obviously he was not happy. Chalish date, he was upset. So Amar Lo, he said, look, don't be upset. Let me explain to you what's going on. Said, what happens? If you have one person who sells precious jewels, and the other one sells tchotchkes, right? Cheap, easy things from the dollar store. So who gets more buyers? The one who sells the cheapy stuff, right? Not because it's less valuable, but because most people can't afford, right? Can't handle buying the diamonds. So he says, that's why everyone's going to you. Not because they don't like your shear, right? It's just that they can't handle halacha. So now in this Gemara, is Agadata and Halacha presented as equals? No, what's presented as superior?
Halacha.
Okay. Now, but let's qualify this. First of all, it's through Agadata, right? Irony.
Well,
second of all,
no, it's through Agadata.
Well, Agadata is the only method which you can
compare Agadata.
You cannot compare.
For sure. Correct, right? Agadata is the only method he can use. Correct. What else?
Actually, I guess
right. What else creates the what else creates ambiguity in this Gemara?
I mean, in one sense, you're saying that most people can't handle halacha, but that's not true because people use halacha.
Okay, but they can't necessarily handle halacha shir.
Also.
Right? But there's a bigger problem.
He's not satisfied.
So, first of all, he's not satisfied. And what else? He's trying to make him feel better. Right? You don't always tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth when you're trying to make someone feel better. Right? Meaning, his mashal to him is agadata is, you know, cheapy stuff. Right? It's cheap, easy, accessible, but not more valuable. Don't feel bad. Right? You're giving the lecture in theoretical mathematics. The people aren't coming because they're stupid. Right? Not because what you're saying isn't right meaningful. Isn't right, isn't intelligent. So Kol Yom Ha'am Malave Rebchia Bar Abba Lor Biavo Ud Ushbezim Mishum Yikrut BeKesar Yoma Alve Rebiavo Lor Rebchia Bar Abba Ushbezim Apilachi Loizev Daitim Minei. So he tried, right, every day he would be escorted by Rebchia. Now he tries to escort him to show him honor. Still doesn't work. Okay, but in this Agadata, right, ironically, right, Agadata is presented as lesser of the disciplines, except the irony, but the ambiguity is that, first of all, yes, Agadata is what allows him to even have this conversation, right, and second of all, it's not clear he's serious, right?
I mean, the entire thing is referred to as another Agadata.
Yes. On the other hand, in the Sifrei, Agadata is presented as Halacha here, and Agadata way above Agadata in the Sifrei. Number four, Dorshei Rishumot Omrim, Ritzoncha Shetakir, and this is back to, remind me again, Mati. You'll have to do this probably a few times. Great. This is what Mati said. The Sifrei says, no. Agadata is right up here. You know why? Ritzoncha Shetakir Mish Amar V'Haya HaOlam. You want to know God? That's pretty important as things go, right? Pachad Yoter, you know, more or less, most important thing. Yeah, exactly. Lemod Haggadah, learn Agadic material. Shemitoch kach atamakiret Hakadosh Baruch Hu umidabek bedrachav. Through Agadata, you will understand God and you will cling to His ways. V'masita mash aleichem afani ese mash alai. And if you do your part, I do my part. So now we have three interesting texts, each with their ambiguities, but in one text, Halacha and Agadata are presented as equal warring forces, right? Maybe different in discipline, maybe hard to master together, but not impossible, right? In the end of the day, they merge from the same source. In one of them, with all the ambiguity, Agadah is presented as lower than Halacha, and in the other one, it is presented as more important than Halacha, right? There you go. You got all three possibilities there. What? So, now you can either resolve it by saying, really, 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 right? Agadah is more important and negate the second text and say, you're just making him feel better. Or, right, you can recognize that gam mizev, tamach shevecha, right? There are certain Agadatot that are, right, certain Agadatot are about amdim she'omdim birumo, right, dvarim ha'omdim birumo shel olam, about the truths of God. That type of Agadata, the most important. Some Agadata is stories to, right, as we'll see, Rav Raman Aram talks about it, stories to sort of break up the time, you know, like sometimes during Shir, things are getting heavy, you tell some story, you tell a joke, right, calms it down, so yeah, slapstick, whatever, right, and sometimes, right, they're part of the same discussion, a little bit of Halacha, a little bit of Agadata, meaning there are different things under that rubric called Agada, right? Some, and this is why I was very careful, all Agada means is non-Halachic material that can include, as the Sifrei thing says, the most important things, right? Understanding God. Again, whether you think Maaseh Merkava means philosophy or mysticism, everyone agrees that the Maaseh Merkava story unit is about understanding the nature of God, which is pretty important as things go. And then there's, yes, slapstick stories and your mama jokes, which, you know, I don't think goes quite above, right, the level of, you know, who is God and, you know, Halacha. Yesh Ladun, but whatever. Right? Yeah.
We talked about Agadata and Sifrei Gemara, but all the Agadata we're talking about is that all in the Gemara.
What?
Like, didn't that come like way after?
No. So I should be clear. Agadah appears in Tanaitic sources, it appears in Amoraic sources, it appears in Gaonic sources, right? Just like Halachic material appear in every generation, Agadic material appear everywhere. So no, Sifrei is Tanaitic, you have Agadata in the Mishnah, right? Not so much, but you do.
But that was compiled by Rabbi, so how does he find the sequence?
What do you mean? First of all, you have Tanaitic Midrashim, right? Meaning Midrash and Agadah, they're just technically different books, right? But like, right, non-halachic material appears in Midrash as well. And there's Tanaitic Midrash, right? Both Midrash Halacha and Midrash Agadah. Sifrei is Midrash Halacha, right? Sifrei, Sifra, Mechilta, right? Etc. We know this? People know this? No? Okay. Tanaitic material. In addition to the Mishnah and the Tosefta, there is Midrash. Halachic Midrash, meaning collections of hermeneutics, right? Of halachic derivations from Sukkim, Sifrei. Sifra is the Midrash Halacha on Vayikra, also known as Torah Kohanim. Sifrei on Bemidbar and Dvarim. Mechilta on Mechilta Rabbi Yishmael, on Shmot. There's plenty of non-halachic material there, right? You can call it Agadah, Midrash, right? But that's all the same thing, right?
Yeah, I guess what I'm
non-halachic Midrash.
Is that basically you're saying, this is saying that the final secrets of God, you gotta learn the Agadah, but it was compiled by people.
Yes.
To find out the secrets of God. Like, they knew the secrets of God?
Yep. By the way, Agadah also includes Parshanut of Psukim. Right? That's non-halachic material. Right? Parshanut of non-halachic Psukim. That's non-halachic material. That is Agadah. Right? Yes?
And there's a machloket in that. These three different...
Yes, there is a meta machloket here.
No. But
Well, that's not true. No, that's untrue. And I want to make that very clear right now. That is false. Nikuda sof sipur. Okay? No. Right? I mentioned this to guys in my shir. Yes, there are people who believe there's no such thing as a machloket and a garata. Right? Or it doesn't matter if there's a machloket and a garata. Those are minakatzeh lakatzeh. So, for example, Reb Dessler thinks there cannot be a machloket and a garata. There can only be a machloket and halacha, not an agarata. Because agarata talks about the truth, right? You can have a machloket about what to do, but everyone must agree about fundamental truths, right? But that's not really true, right? You can have machloket about what is more important in life. Yes, you can, right? And if you're having a machloket about what is God, yeah, you can have a machloket about that, and yet it matters a lot. And yes, it matters as much and maybe more than a machloket in halakha. Right? So no, it is not true. And it's also not true that we don't resolve machlokot in hashkafa and agadah. That's not true either. Right? We don't always, but you can. There are certain things that are written out, right? That are adjudicated. Not in the same exact way the halakha is, not the same frequency, but anyone who tells you that there is no such thing as ever, psak and agadah or machshava, it's not true either. Right? Maybe less than halakha, that's true, but you can't make universal statements. There are, right, non-halachic ideas that are written out. Right? Right? Whether, right, in agadah of Rabbi Hillel, who doesn't believe that there is Mashiach, right, that is written out of the Misorah as wrong. Okay? That is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is not like, okay? Right? There are agadot that are written out as unacceptable. So it is not true. Right? Adjudicating things is not just the realm of halakha, it is the realm of everything in everything. Okay? Again, is it quite the same as halakha? No. Right? L'tov or l'ra. Right? Right? Mina katzeh ala katzeh. Right? That's what I'm saying. Right? There are some people who say, ah, garata, machshava, no posek, think whatever you want. And then you have Rav Dessler who says, no, there's no such thing as a machlokes in machshava and garata because everyone agrees. Anything that really, really matters agrees only in halakha, which is like, right? Right? So mina katzeh ala katzeh, you have met a machlokot about whether you can have machlokot, right?
We just had two different machlokot in
welcome.
In Adita.
Welcome. Yes. Right? And Rav Dessler will tell you, nah, it's not really machlokas. No one really argues about things about it. I'm not saying I agree with Rav Dessler, but now I'm having a meta machlokot about a meta machlokot about whether you get a machlokot and whether you get a fine.
Is
okay.
It machlokot halachic?
No.
Then it's an agadic machlokot.
Yes, I'm having a machlokas about agarata, but whether you get a machlokas about agarata.
Anybody can just go to Rav Dessler and say, I disagree.
Oh, well, he'll say there's people.
Right.
Fine, but he'll say that people that matter. Okay, fine, sure. Not important. Anyways. fine. And if you look at the next Vayikra Rabbah as well, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak, Sha'al Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Mishvil, Sheshamati Alecha Shadabal Agadah. I heard that you are a balagada, so I have to ask you fundamental questions. Meheichar ora yatzal leolam. Where does light come from in the world? Amar lo nitatef hakadosh baruch hu kesimla vivhik kol haolam kulo miziv hadaro amar lo belechisha. Right, he said God covers himself with a garment. He stretches out in heaven like a curtain, and you tell it to me in a whisper. And he said, I told it to you in a whisper. I was told to me in a whisper, so I tell it to you in a whisper. Right, meaning this is secret. Right. And therefore, the few methodological points to make here is that, first of all, right, Agadah includes the things that are Omdim Berumo Shel Olam. It also includes things that are not, right? It is an important discipline, parts of it, perhaps even more important than Halacha, parts of it, less parts of it, equal. It comes from the same sources. These are not distinct, not fully distinct disciplines, okay? And there's a piece that I really like here from Ray Price. I mentioned this to my guys in Morning Seder. Ray Price was the posek in Toronto for a long time. He moved to Toronto in the 40s. He died in 1990. He was interesting, very interesting personality. Very smart, very sharp, very independently wealthy, and therefore free to be very sharp as things go. But he writes the following in his introduction to his drashot, Imre Avraham. And he says, "Hadarshanut haita me'olam chelek chashuv me'od b'safrut shel Torateinu." Right? The question he wants to deal with is, why is it that, right, we have texts which are fully agadic or fully halachic, right? A fully agadic, mostly fully agadic text, let's say, Midrash Rabbah. Right, a halachic text, mostly, the Midrashei Halacha, Mishnah, for the most part, right? Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, later on, obviously, right? Why is it that before and after the Gemara, or definitely after the Gemara, they are capable of maintaining distinct disciplines? Right, Rambam can write a book on philosophy and a book on halacha and keep them separate. Right, Shulchan Aruch is capable of doing such things. Right, the author of Shulchan Aruch writes halachic works and he writes kabbalistic works and v'chule. Right, why is it that apparently Chazal were incapable of such things and the Gemara is a wild mess? Right, why is this the case? And in a nutshell, his answer is that is the point, people. Right, that is the point. What?
It's not a bug.
Exactly. It's not a bug, it's a feature. And this is what he says. He says, "Hadarshanut haitami olam chiluk chashuv me'od b'safrut shel Torateinu." Homiletics, right? Homiletics, you know what halal, right? Shul drashas. That's what homiletics is. Darshanut, okay? It's always been important. V'tafsamakom nichbar v'vid midrashot shel Yisrael. Right? This is important. The base measures of the Jews in B'nai Shabit Midrash, Shabit Adrash, Kovea Utsara Musari shel Torah Yisrael. He says because the role of Agadah is to provide the ethical background to the law. V'halo halachot l'madehem usabot al mitzvot shabat Torah shkol garna ino l'shem hashkad v'sari v'b'nei Adam. Halacha is about the mitzvot, right? Is the meaning that the practice of mitzvot, but the point of the mitzvot is to change you, right? Change the person. Uleiktiv u'shaper de'edehem ma'asehem, to improve your actions and your beliefs. Kimam aram, as Chazal themselves say, v'chimaech v'ad lola HaKadosh Baruch Hu bein shochei v'hema v'ochel o nocher v'ochel. God doesn't care whether you shech from the front to the back. Right? God doesn't care. Klumatam o'ilo, klumatam aziko, you think it hurts God? You think it helps God? It doesn't change God at all. Who cares? You think God changes if you eat kosher or not kosher? If you were wise, it's for you. The mitzvah were given to purify man. Shneamar. Imrod Hashem. Imrod. I really have to get a better copy of that. Okay. The Neamar Kol. Imrod Hashem Tzufot. Etc. And he says, right, Agadah, so he says, he makes the following argument. Halacha is part of a system that's supposed to improve you philosophically, ethically, religiously, in every way you can be improved. Agadah provides the explanation for how it does that. Right? Agadah is the philosophy behind it, the ethics behind it, the stories that provide the meaning for halacha. Therefore, it requires space in the Jewish library. Next page. And he says, but because that's true, what would have happened if Chazal had separate books? The point that these are related would not have been made. Right? He says, Umidagdo lava chashuva hi lahavlit er agada. Something. What did I write here? Anyways, here, let's look at the English because that was clearer typed than the cutting out from this PDF, and I'm just tired, too tired to try to figure out what is cut off here. He says it's important to it's my translation, I hope it's accurate. It's important to emphasize the Agadah, the ideas and ethics hidden and embedded in Halakha. For just as our teachers made their ethics heard in their Agadic statements and critiques that are not seen at first glance, so do they do this with Halakha. For when they heard, made something. Not accurate either.
When they
stand into the Agadah, ethics and common decency. There are some laws that are entirely ethics and common decency. Right? He says, you want to know how much Chazal want to emphasize the fact that these are linked? Not only did they structurally, right, put halacha and agadah in halacha, they called halacha agadah, right, literally. Right? He says, for example, the Gemara says, "Hamafkid ma'ori tzel chaveiro tzoron v'shilan l'charav v'shumatzon levno levitok k'tanim v'nalpneim shelo karoi chayav." The Chachmei Talmud molchim masbirim halacha zu b'shlam akulush shelo shamar k'derech hashomrim el tzoron v'shilan l'charav ma'ar le'lemevad amar yavam Rabbi Yitzchak Markov v'tzadikas v'adecha avu b'shedrin yu b'adecha v'amar Rabbi Yitzchak olam yek kasbo shel adam matzu b'yado shemitzer shenamar v'tzarta kesu b'adecha. The Gemara says as follows. In the middle of halacha of Shomrim, the halacha says you are liable, right? If you're considered that you didn't guard something properly, and therefore you are liable if you don't guard it the way that is normally guarded. And then the Gemara says, therefore, if you carried something behind your shoulder, right, coins behind your shoulder, you are liable. And Rabbi Yitzchak, in the middle of that statement, said, it's good advice in general that even if you wrap up your money, you hold it in your hand, not over your shoulder. He said the Gemara flawlessly and seamlessly goes from a halachic statement to pragmatic advice, right? Seamlessly, there's no, like, declaration, we've moved out of halacha because talui zeh bazeh. And he says, "Hare shekol yisrael achaz asher shomim eina ela divrei agadah v'derech eretz." V'chachmei Talmud is biru shebashab sheishmi atana mishnatenu v'din hashomer mashil atzura pikadon lacharav v'itan mitkaven ledivrei agadah l'amer kodam musir v'derech eretz. So when they taught halacha, they gave good advice, they taught you musar, and vice versa. Right? The Ritva has pieces which I didn't put where he says sometimes it will say mitzvah, chovah, and it means derech eretz, right? That the Ritva actually says that the Gemara goes out of its way to trick you, right? For all you briskers, this is running against the grain too bad, right? Many Rishonim felt that the Gemara would go out of its way to, when something was not a mitzvah and not a chovah, to use the language of mitzvah and chovah. What? Why? So what Price's argument is that, right, what seems to be undeniable is that halacha, that chazal, again, it's not a bug, right? Chazal on purpose weave them together because if Agadah is about providing context, providing the philosophy, providing the message, providing the purpose of the mitzvot, if you split the disciplines, right, then you forget that they are meant to be integrated, right? And halacha is about instilling ethics and good philosophy, and to be fair, as he says, pragmatism and all types of things that we don't think of. But the point is that halacha and agadah in the Gemara are on purpose merged to emphasize that these are not fundamentally distinct. Now, one last point I'll make tonight. What time is it? Oh, a few more minutes. Okay, right. So let me just let's review what we've seen so far. Right. The first point that we have, the first points that we have to make to understand Agadah again. First of all, that these two different disciplines are described in the Agadah in three different ways as equal and opposite forces. Agadah being superior. Agadah being inferior. Which again, we can tear it up every Gemara. Or we can recognize that Agadah includes all of those, right? Disciplines that are equal and opposite and emerge from the same sources of the halakha. Parts of it, which are the deepest secrets, philosophical, mystical, and otherwise, of the Torah, which is above halakha. And then obviously certain stories that just clear the air, provide a little bit of humor, right? Whatever. Everyone likes a little story, right? The rabbi of my parents' shul once said that the rule in his drashot is that, if I remember correctly, a good joke he can repeat once a year, a good story once every 10 years, and a good Dvar Torah he can repeat twice in the same speech. Right? Right? People like stories. They like jokes. Right? The halacha, the actual content, you know, that might get forgotten, but if you have a good story that drives home the point, people will remember that. It will stick with them. It will stick to them, right? It will stick with them. It will, right? So point one is that these are integrated, right? Is that, right, each of them has their place and certain, right? And the hierarchy is not clear. They're both necessary. The second point is that to express their necessity, as Rabbi Price says, they are purposely blurred. The line is blurred on purpose in the Gemara, right? Halacha is referred to in agadic terms, as we saw, right? Agadah is expressed halachically. Derech Eretz, pragmatism, musar, ethics, philosophy, metaphysics, whatever is integrated into these conversations, right? As my shir knows from this morning, right? The sugya I've been doing, the 8 psukim in the Torah, or the last 8 psukim in the Torah, literally, the Gemara presents it in two places. In one place, it's talking about who wrote the books of Tanakh, right? Starting with, like, heavy philosophical, historical questions, and in the middle of it has a brief excursus and says, well, the question of who wrote the last 8 psukim in the Torah has a nafkamina maybe in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, right? And in Menachot we do the opposite, which is we're talking about Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and the Gemara says, yeah, well, that little halacha in Kriyas HaTorah may hang on who wrote the last Pesukim of the Torah, Moshe or not, right?
What's the like, change?
Yachid Korei Otam. There are 5 days of what that is. You can go look at my morning Seder Shirim, but not for now. But the Gemara, right, that is how the Gemara does it on purpose, right? It integrates these disciplines, right? Because there's a holistic system here. Halacha has ideas behind it, and to make that clear, we have a messy text called the Talmud. Okay? The last point I will just make is that something, this is not true of every Agadata, but it is something to think about. Rav Tzadok makes the argument, and I think I said this last year, this is one of the few times I ever quote Rav Tzadok. I don't know how often I quote Rav Tzadok, but this Rav Tzadok I quote. Rav Tzadok makes the argument that part of this is not just that Agadata is integrated with halachic texts. In certain instances, especially larger Agadot, they are integrated into halachic texts that fit the theme. Right? The Agada is there to teach the theme of the halacha that surrounds it. Right? His example is that the Gemara that you are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, right, they discuss the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, right, Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, you know these stories? Yes, yes. What Masech did they appear in? Gittin, Daf, Nun Vav, Nun, right, Nun Hey, Nun Vav, Nun Zayin. And he argues that that is on purpose, because the relationship between the Jewish people and Tanakh, between God and the Jewish people, is described as marriage, and the Churban was described by Yeshayahu, Perek Nun, as divorce, right? Or not divorce, right? I mean, the Jews thought it was divorce, and therefore Yeshayahu says, right? Eze Sefer Kritut, right? Where is your bill of divorce? And therefore he says it is not accidental that in the middle of the Masechta that talks about divorce, we have the discussion of, right, Churban HaBayit, which is metaphysically described, right, as the almost divorce of the Jewish people from God. Right? That makes sense that Agadata fits there thematically. So it's not just accidental. Right? It's not just that Agadata in general reflects on Halacha, but sometimes the major Agadot in Masechtot actually point to the theme of the Halacha that surrounds it. Right? Last year we focused on Avodah Zarah. This is quite clear when this will end. Right? Avodah Zarah, from beginning to end, the Masechta mostly deals not actually with Avodah Zarah, but with laws that separate Jews and non-Jews, right? What you can eat, Machale Akum, Kashrus, Derabanan, things like that. The opening sixth blot of Avodah Zarah is an extended Agadata about the difference between Jews and non-Jews in the time of Mashiach, right? Because the logic of keeping separation between Jews and non-Jews hangs on what do you think the difference is between Jews and non-Jews, right? And therefore, the Agadata that opens the Masechta is the one that describes, right, that metaphysically justifies the fact that there is any distinction, which then provides background for a Masechta that gets into the intricacies of how we maintain difference, right? And then this is the last point that I'll make, that it's not just that these disciplines are integrated, is that in certain cases, the Agadatot are actually integrated into specific halachic discussions so that they will shed light on each other. Okay? What we'll try to do, and I'm going to try to do it a bit quicker than I did last year so that we can actually get to Agadatot and Shana Bet can join us at some point, is how does one learn Agadata? Right? This is what Agadata is, but how does one learn it? What types of Agadatos are there? How do you understand them? Again, literally, not literally, allegorically, how do you know when something is an allegory? What do you do when it's an allegory? How do you pierce it? Right, all that stuff we'll try to do in the next few weeks. In the meantime, we have like 3 minutes tomorrow, so take a breather and come and daven.